Okay, so we're here, the Pulling the Flag at the Opal Series at the Sceptre in the North. I'm here with Danica Scargill of the Manchester Titans team, who have just come off their final. A very close final at that. They lost 14-13. So Danica, how did you feel like today went from a host point of view and a playing point of view?
Well, host, all the other teams have been really great, and been a great deal of sportsmanship shown today. From the team point of view, I mean, we were told, like, from the first game that, you know, we were seen as quite underdogs, so we just came here and just thought we'll just play what we do and do what we do. So we just came out today. We just did our best. We're quite short on numbers today, unfortunately. So, I mean, we do have quite a lot of our key players not here. So, I mean, we did our best and we did quite well, considering we've not got our key players here.
That's it. I was going to say, despite your, I'd say, lack of numbers, I think it's still about 15 going on there.
Yeah, 15, 16 girls we had here today. Last tournament we had 21 there, and that was still quite short on numbers as well. Midweek practices, we're getting like 30 plus girls turning up. And we're still getting new recruits every week. I mean, two or three girls, I think, actually have never played football before who stepped on the field. They weren't there for the last series, so three girls were brand new. Started 2 weeks ago from the last tournament.
You're a relatively new team anyway, as the women go. How many weeks? About 10?
I think it's about 10 weeks now, coming up to our 11th week. We're just still pushing for recruitment. You know, we're still trying to grow football as much as we possibly can. You know, everybody's always welcome in our team. You know, the more people we get down, the more experience we get, and the better we get.
So you've entered two tournaments so far in the Opal Series. You finished, I believe, third, or tied third or something like that in the first one.
Yeah, something like that.
And you finished second in this one. Yeah. How do you what do you put your success down to in such a short time?
Dedication. Like, the girls are unreal. They put in the hard work. When we first started, we had 1 2-hour coaching session a week. The girls wanted more. We put in 2 extra training sessions. The girls, we all meet up. We all have, like, Skype sessions, doing classroom sessions. You know, because the thing is, we're not a university team. We're you know, there's girls here who've got children, who've got jobs, we've got nurses, we've got a police officer, just random people all on the team. We've even got girls who play sports for different sports, and there's conflicting practices, but you know, we all make the time and effort to at least meet up once a week and at least, you know, get on Skype, find out what's going on, and know and be ready for a game.
You unfortunately were injured today and couldn't take part.
Yeah.
How did you feel watching your team play so well out there without you playing?
Well, it's so frustrating. I'm still awaiting my scan results. It's going to be a long injury.
Just describe to our listeners what your injury is.
It's torn cartilage and realigned kneecap, supposedly, but they think there could be other stuff there. That's why they did the scan. So it is going to be a long while out for me for football, which is so frustrating. And, you know, seeing the team grow from, you know, our first session, we had 6 girls down, including myself, and I was still training even though I was injured. The club actually let me kit up and stand on the sideline just to make me feel like I can, you know, get involved in some way. But, I'm going to be out for a while. It's frustrating. But, you know, the girls are doing remarkably well, considering we've got absolutely no experienced players on our team. All fresh, brand new, but they're all pushing, trying really hard.
I had the pleasure of refereeing all of your games. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But you are the most vocal team within the Opal Series.
Yeah. My voice is just about coming back, but it's our home ground. We're loud and proud. This is what football is. You know, if you can't be vocal, you can't be excited, you can't be proud about your team, then go play golf.
Okay, one final question then, Danica. How do you assess the final? It's a really close game against Leeds.
Well, the thing, like I said, we've got a lot of key players missing today, unfortunately. So we do have a lot more tricks up our sleeves. This isn't all, you know. We did play the best we could and we did really well. We're not up, you know, there was a few things that, you know, we were a bit frustrated at, but, you know, we played the best as we could on the day, and next time we'll come back even stronger from that.
Okay, thank you, Danica. Good luck in the third tournament. I believe you're going up to Teesside for that one.
Teesside North is the next instalment. Yeah, we can't wait to see.
Good luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.